In this section, we will introduce this special topic. Where we divide it in two parts. That means we have 10 hours. But for the AMC, English speaking area, we have, I think, 6 hours. And in these 6 hours, we have no handout. First, I will introduce you about the organization of AMC, more detail. Second one, we want to have a view back to the, we cannot say ancient time, the past time, what we have done. And the third one, we will talk about the working principle, and the strategy of the African mission. And fourth, the equipment, that's if a volunteer worker, you want to go there, and the, okay, how can I say, the practical equipment, 就是具体的装备, 明天你要去了, 我看来管你好, 省得你们难过。 因为我紧张也讲不好。紧张。第四个就是具体的装备了。明天你要去了。
The fourth aspect would be the practical side, the practical side of things. For example, if you're going to go tomorrow.
那这里装备就不是说要圣灵充满了，那个什么道理充足了，已经太晚了。
In terms of
equipping，你现在开始学什么叫做习已经太晚了。
In terms of equipping yourself, we're not going to talk about equipping yourself with the spirit or with the truth because it would be too late.
那这个装备就是要不要带蚊帐啊？要带什么衣服啊？ 内衣裤要带什么？譬如说了，要带什么 cream 啊？很具体的。
This equipment is more practical side of things. For example, whether you need a mosquito net or what kind of cream or what kind of underwear you need to take with you.
譬如了哈。That's
for example.
我去那边带的内衣裤也跟在德国不一样，就是。
For example, the underwear that I brought over in Africa will be different from those I wear in Germany. So everyone will be different.
那。 那人家怎么看你呢？那你怎么看他们呢？这些
and also how people look at you or that your opinion of others, etc.
所以这个是我们的那个专题哈，你们的那个给你们的课表里面有专题有没有？
So this all this will be under the topic of will be under the ambit of special topics as in the timetable.
我们在课程里面有没有？
In terms of this, under the syllabus, there are some special topics.
好，那现在我们进入到第一个要讲的。
First of all,
就是组织。
Organization.
那我们的组织，我今天已经有稍微提过了。
I've already briefly mentioned about organization.
更正的，就是。
slight amendment.
Because
this morning, afterwards, Preacher Chin said there is a slight error.
因为我们在那个西宣之下没有一个 AMC 来管东西。
Because there is no AMC under WHWMD to look after AMC F and AMCE.
应该是话这样才对。
It should be directly under WH.
所以你在这次讲习里面，你会感觉英文区跟法文区好像比较没有什么沟通，不是说没有沟通了，就是因为他们是直接从那个什么西宣下来的。 所以他们如果要沟通，也是经借着西宣。So
you may feel that there is a little communication between AMCE and AMCF because each of them is directly under WMD of WH.
所以这样才对的，组织那个系统表现是这样子。
So in terms of organization structure, this is the correct one.
那这里也画的不太，应该是这样子。怎么画呢？因为我们这里有那个宣道组。
Because under AMC, we have different departments.
有一个 board 哈 ，member， 有六个人哈。
And there are six members under AMCE.
那里面选出六个哈，对，有四个组啊。
There are four departments.
这是宣道组。
Evangelism.
还有那个训练组。
Training.
Training. 还有那个 administration 那个行政组。
Administration.
还有那个文宣组。
And also literary ministry.
好，那在这个组之下，也应该是，就是这个也是这里的，然后再分成东西。这样子。
And so East and West Africa is under the AMC.
好，所以这是我们的整个的那个运作情况。
And so this is how we operate.
那那个东非呢，就是目前是其实是那个 Uganda 跟那个什么 Kenya.
Under East Africa, currently we have Uganda and Kenya.
那坦桑尼亚。是现在正在计划要去做的。
And currently, we are planning to go to Tanzania.
那关于这一部分就是工作原则计划，我们我刚讲过哈，到第三个大题再来讲，说我们从一个国家到一个国家用什么的方式来进行。
In terms of strategy of how we move from one country to another, we will discuss it under the third section.
好，那这整个的运作是目前来讲话 AMC 哈，现在我。是就是集中在这个部分来讲。
So now I'm going to concentrate on this side, which is MCE. 嗯，
那我们每年有两次会议。
Every year we have twice we meet two times a year.
一月的时候，我们有一个就是工人的座谈会。
In January we have a forum for all the co-workers.
这次我们在15号会举行。
This time it will be held on the 15th.
那这样的会就是大家来讨论一下有没有大家互相工作的情况啦，那然后那边的一些问题啦，我们都是一起讨论的。
So during the forum we discuss the problems that we encountered and what next.
那八月在 AMC 再一次的年会。
And also we have an annual AMC meeting in August.
那一次也是就是半年嘛，讨论也是有什么特殊的状况啦，然后再计划下一年的工作。
So we discuss a special problems and we also planned the work plan for the year next.
其实 AMC 它不是一个本身不是一个它只是一个工作的一个组织，它不是一个行政组织。我们只是工作而已。譬如说我们所有的像 budget 啦，什么东西都是要呈给那个什么西宣，他再批准下来。
In actual fact, AMC is just like a working group. So, I mean, in terms of budget or work plans or anything, we need the approval of WMD.
那现在的宣道组的主负责就是那个陈天球传道。
In terms of evangelism, the department is headed by Preacher T.K. Chen.
他会跟我们报告怎么样在宣道方面，这个怎么样去进。就进到宣道里面，消息怎么来，我们怎么去做这些，他等一下我们会请他来报告。
Later on he will introduce how his department work, how message filtered through and how we evangelize.
因为这个宣道是整个 AMC 的宣道，跨越东西非的哈。
Because in terms of evangelism is under the hold of AMC, so it encompasses both East and West Africa.
比如说美国那边有信息来了怎么样处理这个？他会跟我们讲的。
For example, if you receive a message via America, then how?
我说美国是 IA 的那个 Sogo 的那个什么 Brother Richard Sogo。
So when I mentioned America is referred by Brother Richard Sogo, then how we going to deal with the message?
好啊，接下来是训练组。
And then we have the training department.
那是那个张传道。
Preacher FF Chong。
那。行政组就是我们的路加执事。
Administration is headed by Deacon Luke Chen.
我们的那个文轩就是目前的负责，就是那个希拉执事。
Literary Ministry will be headed by Deacon Silas Chen.
那当然每一组的也都是会互相支援。
Of course, each department will help one another.
不是说你负责文宣就全部你来做，不是那个宣道的每，因为每一个梯次也去一定要做的，实际去做的那个训练的这些人也都会帮忙做这个文宣。
So no department work alone, because every time when you go, you have got to take care of all areas.
那在这个之外呢，我们现在今年八月啊，不，不是今年了，去年八月，我们又特别设了一个专，不是说专，就是义工专员。
Since last August, we also have a post for volunteer.
就是多加。
That's under the Dorcas Fellowship.
那我们会因为多加的他是专门处理一些多加事情，那他也会来跟我们报告他做些什么。
And so you'll be looking after the fellowship pertaining to, matters pertaining to Dorcas Fellowship.
那这个多加这不是常设的一个组织。
Because this is not a permanent position.
这就是因为现在有特殊有台湾有多加他要帮忙这个，所以我们就因应了这个设立的。那有一天多加没有了，那这个或是工作完成了，那可能就这个就结束了。
That's purely because in Taiwan there's this Dorcas Fellowship and they have dedicated some fund to assist in the work in Africa, so we have this post. But one day when the fund, the projects are finished, or when Dorcas Fellowship no longer assist in Africa work, then this post will disappear.
那整个的那个非洲现在的工作的那个方向，谁去？大部分是 AMC 这个年会八月的时候年会来决定。
So for the year planned, who's going to where, doing what, would normally be planned by the AMC in the August meeting.
那决定完之后，然后我们就当然是呈给西轩，那西轩在 IA 那边再下公文下来，那就去做。其实你报什么他就给你什么，因为他们也没去过嘛。不只说像侯长老他们那个呢，但是公文是从 IA 那边下来这样。
And so after the MC has decided what to do next, then it needs approval from WHWMD and IA, and official letter will need to come. The official approval will need to come from IA, but normally the approval will be as per submitted.
那现在西那个东非的负责就是那个张传道张福华。
At the moment, preacher FF Chong is in charge of East Africa work.
因为有很多有很多事情他们那边很多事情啊就跟他联络地方教会的。
So matters pertaining to the East Africa will report to him and also communicate with him.
那西非呢现在是那个陈天球传道。
And for West Africa now is headed by preacher TK Chin.
所以有专人就是专门负责一人负责一区这样子。
So we have dedicated personnel to look after each region.
好，那接下来分下去就是我们，譬如说今年哈，2004年我们有九个梯次。
For example, for the year 2004, we shall visit Africa for a total of 9 trips.
那每一个梯次去会一定会报告。
And after each trip, we will submit our reports.
那报告完之后，那个。这个区负责在拟定，或是他报告完之后，就是拟定下一梯次人要做什么。
And then the preacher in charge would need to determine what the next trip would do.
那你就拿着上一梯次人的报告，然后并且有一个就是我这是要做什么，你就去了。
If you are going, then you will be armed with the last trip's report plus also directive of what to do this time.
那你当然，如果有突发事件，你可以改变行程。
Of course, if there are any other events, you can change your itinerary.
如果没有的话，你就照这个去做。
Otherwise, you just followed the directive given.
那你做完之后，你也要写报告。
And after you have done your work, you have got to submit your own report.
人家给你的工作，你完成了多少？有多少没做？
To report how much you have accomplished and how much is outstanding.
那下一梯次人应该还要做什么
？And also to give an indication of what the next trip should do.
所以每一梯次都要带着上一次的 那个工作报告去做。
You always bring the last trip's report with you.
这就是这样一直做下来。
And so this continues.
那现在我们时间就进入到我们的第一个大主题。 现在组织完之后, 就是非洲的现在的现况。
And so now we're going into the first major topic, and that is the current position regarding the African countries.
我讲过要我们要分成四大点来讲哈。
I already mentioned that I shall divide it into four subsections.
从现在开始要讲现况。
And now I'm going to talk about the current positions.
那接下来之后要讲回顾。
And secondly, we're going to look back.
那再接下来讲原则。
And then thirdly, we're going to talk about the major principles and strategies.
或是那个策略。
Or strategies.
到目前不变的了哈。 那第四个就是具体的。 你的装备，这装备不是属灵装备，而是具体的，要是不是带蚊帐啊？这些具体的装备。
And fourthly, we're going to, fourthly, we're going to talk about how to equip ourselves, not in terms of the truth, but in terms of physical preparation.
那第五点就是你从现在开始要写下来的，你要走之前，你要给我们一个建议。
Fifthly, now fifthly, you have to write down your suggestions or comments.
所以你们要走之前一定要交两个东西,
so before you leave here, you have to submit two items.
从AMC啦,那每个讲员给你的功课不在这之外。
So this is apart from the homework assignments given to you by the lecturers.
第一个就是我们讲完这些现在换你来说,你应该怎么改进,或是说未来的非洲是在你的看法是应该怎么样的。
Firstly is your personal reflection as to how... to change or make things better, your outlook of things.
是关于非洲的,
regarding Africa.
第二个报告,
second report.
是关于这个课程的,
it's about the lectures here.
从今天早上你的来的那种心情一直到结束, 这个整个的, 当然生活奇迹这可以写了, 那最主要是课程的, 就是这种训练的方式, 那以后是不是继续, 然后，那
secondly, the report should be your reflection of this seminar, starting from the day you arrive. You know how you feel and what needs to be improved, etc.
那你参加这个的心得。
And also your reflection after the seminar.
好，这两个报告了哈。
And so there are two reports to be submitted before you leave.
好，那我们现在就开始进入第一。 这从五点哈,
so there are five aspects.
那个非洲现在的现况。
So now I'd like to talk about the current positions.
那我们现在先从那宣道组来报告。
Now we shall receive report from the Department of Evangelism.
好，那我们请那个陈天球传道。
Preacher TK.
I was just told, in the name of Jesus I speak, I was just told not many minutes ago to give, you know, this overview of evangelism in Africa as a whole. Thank God, we all know, well, most of us might have known that the Truth Church went to Africa roughly in the year 1979. The first country was, you know which one? America. Hey, wake up. Nigeria. We talk about Africa. Oh, South America is different. It's like another continent. By the way, if you don't know Africa, then we better dismiss the class. Where's the Africa map? Okay, take away the Africa map. Can we show the map? Is it possible to use the map in this? I prefer this map rather than this one. If you don't mind my teacher. Because I think it's better to use the PowerPoint operation. Just a very brief overview, quickly. And while it's being done, of course we know Africa is consisted of more than 50 countries. 53, is that right? 53 countries. So we are not just preaching in one country. Therefore, there's a lot of work to be done. But the English-speaking countries are quite a lot. And can you blow it up? No? It's difficult, huh? So, I think before you do anything, just look at the map, Africa map, huh? The countries that we have got now, I wish to have that, you know, laser pointer. You know the laser pointer? I haven't got it here. And, well, I'm sure you know the map. The first country the Trujillo visited, of course, is Nigeria. We all know that, yeah? Nigeria, there, huh? You can point it. Can you point it with your pointer?
Can show the country of Nigeria, please.
Okay, no. No, no, we want the whole map, come on. The whole map, we know the relations, okay? You can't point it with your pointer, no. It's okay, Nigeria is over there. And then next to it, you can see Benin. Benin is actually French-speaking. Here's a pointer, I told you, yes. Yeah, Nigeria. And next to it, on the left, is Benin, the little country, which we don't go to because it's done by the French people, huh? French brothers and sisters, I mean. And the one next to Benin, you can see actually Ghana, huh? And after that, you can see Togo. It's not very clear at all, is it? Togo is between Benin and Ghana is Togo, huh? Little country there. And as you go over further to the left, you can see Liberia there, Liberia. And then Sierra Leone. It's okay. I think the pointer is okay, working very well. If you move it a little bit, sometimes, yeah. Sierra Leone, Sierra Leone, whatever you said. That is another country we are looking into. And that is the west. So you can see Nigeria, Liberia, Ghana, Togo, Sierra Leone, and Benin would be six countries. On the east, you can see Kenya. And the truth was preached to Kenya starting in year 1995. And then if you look at the northwest, you can see Uganda. Uganda, northwest here, Uganda. And Uganda, we have now quite a number of members there already, especially in the country called Sigulu. The island called Sigulu, beautiful country. Island, you should go there. And Tanzania is on the south, which actually, as far as I know, the brothers and sisters from Kenya already started preaching there. And as you can see, Victoria Lake is there, which borders Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. And that is a beautiful lake, but it is quite scary, you know, because it's, for example, it took the lives of about 700 people a number of years ago. One boat just kept sight, and 700 people perished in the lake. And we were in the lake for quite a number of hours, actually, I was with him as well, and all the other workers as well, I think. So this is an overview of the countries in Africa where we have the True Jesus Church, and of course, South Africa, we have the True Jesus Church as well. South Africa. Zambia, we preached there a number of times, but due to certain reasons, which we might have to pick up later on during our special discussion period, why we don't go there now. What happened? So these are the countries that we have got in Africa for evangelism. Now as far as the time scale, maybe just mention a little bit more about the time scale of evangelism. Where's the original? Okay. Okay. All right. Now, after that, after the truth went to Nigeria, and then it was preached to Ghana, Liberia, around the year of 1986. Okay, that is Liberia and Ghana. And then, from then on, the truth was preached to other countries, especially Togo. We have been visiting there for the past few years. Now we've got quite a few truth seekers there who are very serious about the truth. Liberia, as I mentioned, Ghana at the same time. And Sierra Leone, we have got brothers and sisters there, but not many. Last week, I made a call to Sierra Leone to talk to a brother. And from him, he told me they have got less than 10 members there who were baptized anyway. But this brother actually was with the family actually were originally from Ghana. They migrated to Sierra Leone, settled there, you know, they settled there and then working there. So possibly in the next, the April trip, we have to go there possibly, if God's permits. In Kenya, as we mentioned, started 1995, Kenya. Uganda, actually, Uganda is also, history is also about 95, or the first trip, first few workers, or first people who came from, you know, Uganda to study the truth in Liberia, in Kenya. Tanzania just started this year, or last year. And Africa, South Africa, obviously, brothers and sisters from Taiwan are there. And the IA sent workers first went to South Africa, I think it's also in 1995, as far as I can remember. Okay, that is an overview of the countries we have got through Jesus Church. But how do we evangelize in Africa? And you might ask, what happened? How did it start? Or how did it all start? Again, it's through literal ministry. And the starting point was literal ministry. Because of this, IA began to contact people. And then eventually, after deliberation, thinking, and making decision, eventually IA sent workers, went over there to start off, you know, preaching to the people there. But it was, of course, painful in Nigeria in the beginning, very difficult. But we thank God, up to now, and so far, even though we have, you know, workers have been through a lot of difficulties, actually God is now guiding us to see what should be done in a proper manner, you know, in order to achieve evangelism effectively. So literal ministry was the starting point. Okay, for example, in East Africa, Kenya, as far as I know, the first person who believed or who came in contact with True Jesus Church was through some leaflets, which were distributed from London, and then this person took them over there and studied for about 6 months, and he contacted the IA, and IA sent workers there eventually. So you can see literal ministry has always been the starting point. But of course, after that, God worked miracles. God worked miracles and still works miracles on how to preach to people. But now, as you know, we have got, the IA has set up a very powerful, as I hope powerful, what is IMP? Internet Ministry Project, right? And that, I think, some of you might have, who actually involves in that here? You? You're involved in that. I'm IMP, isn't it? Right. And one of the functions of this IMP, organized by IA, obviously, is to preach not only to Africa, but throughout the whole world. And the way, one of the ways which is being deployed to do the work, obviously, is to have specific personnel, like, for example, as mentioned by Bishop Koh, Brother Richard Sokot, who is appointed, I think he's full-time, isn't he? No, you don't know. Is it, he's full-time?
He's a full-time GA employee.
Full-time GA employee, but doing the work of IMP.
That's part of the assignment.
A part of the assignment, okay. That's why, it's not very, it's not full-time for IA missionary worker. Oh, okay, that explains something that I, okay, it doesn't matter. Because a human being's effort and power is always limited if it's given so much work to do. So I receive a lot of emails from him when he received emails from all about Africa, you know, inquiries through the internet. Then he would redirect, well, I hope all of them, to me, and I have to answer the questions and then and contact them. If I'm too busy, then I'll pass them to other co-workers. And this is what we have been doing for the past, I think, 2 years at least. I think at least 2 years. Or at least 2 years, anyway. And it seems quite good. Yeah. So in other words, emails coming from this USA personnel, so-called, would come to us, and then of course, the emails would be from two sources. Number one, from people, truth seekers, who are already in the countries where we have got True Jesus Church. And this is easy, this is quite easy to handle. This category of truth seekers is much more easier because we can just redirect them to the local, you know, responsible people. Hey, go and see them. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's easier. But of course, if they want to ask questions and talk about the truth, we have to spend time talking to them. That's the first category. The second thing is truth seekers from other places. Like Zaire, that country, middle one. What's that name? This one. And also we receive, and also from other countries where we don't have the True Jesus Church yet. Congo. Another name is Zaire, is another name, I think. Congo has two names, the country has got two names. And then we have to really pay more attention, you know, to talk to them, to ask them to, you know, read more, and before you talk about, you know, requesting this and that. So we always aim to preach the word of God rather than giving promises. For example, I just received a letter just now, this afternoon, from I don't know whether you would call him a truth seeker or not. He said, I know the truth you church because I have received a leaflet called Three Indispensable Truths from, you know, that we use here in London. Oh, I love the truth, but can you help me first, you know, with something, you know, I want to go to school and everything, you know, can you give me this and that? So, you see, they have got another purpose, you see, when they contact the church. Most of the time, it's the case. But this kind of people, you cannot ignore them. Because we are not surprised. People in these countries, in Africa, physically, they are very deprived. You know, apart from those well-off ones in the city, and I think more than, I don't know, 70, 80, 90% of the people are very poor in the villages. So if they have this kind of reactions or requests, I'm not surprised at all. But then we still got to have the love and try to take care of them, to preach to them, to talk to them. If they are really interested, they'll continue to write to you. So that is the way that we have been doing through the internet, the IMP's work. But mind you, IMP is only a starting point. Eventually, we've got to have people to go there and baptize them physically. You cannot push a button and then they push their head themselves. It's impossible, isn't it? Remote control baptism doesn't happen in the Bible. So we need to go there. That means we need you. That's why you are here. You got to help the work, physically going there to do the work of God. So emails from these countries will be taken care of, definitely. But I tell you, they are more interested in talking about not the truth in the beginning, definitely. But don't be put off by them. So in the future, you might be assigned to do some answering of emails. Okay, that would be useful if you want to start doing Africa work. And you can be part of our team too, I think. That would be very useful. So the current situation, the policy of the AMC so far, you know, is this. Apart from the emails, we have to enhance evangelism using the local countries in Africa who are already more well established. For example, East, we have got Kenya, which is fairly well established for the past number of years. We can see brothers and sisters there, you know, are very strong. I mean, the strong ones are very strong, and there are more strong ones in Kenya than in other countries in terms of preaching the word of God. For example, this last year they started preaching in Tanzania. This is done by them first, by the workers in Kenya first. They go and preach to them, no baptism, but then after a few times, and the ISN workers, AMC SN workers would go there, and then would preach to them again, and then of course, we have to iron out all the differences and emphasizing on the very important points of the basic beliefs and 10 basic beliefs, etc., etc., before water baptism. So in other words, the second way, scenario, to tackle, to do evangelism is to utilize the already established Africa countries to do the work. Kenya now is being perceived as one of them, very powerful one. All the neighboring countries would have to be done by them first, and then we will go there to follow up the work. This is a very powerful way of preaching the gospel. You can't rely just on a few trips, you know, a year from the AMC to preach to everybody in Africa. This is a dream, and this is not practical anyway. This is not the will of God. It's not the way that God Jesus. This is evangelism. In West Africa, still on the same line, that is, Ghana actually is now perceived as the very important country to preach the gospel to the neighboring countries. For example, Togo, they have been doing. We instruct them to work in Togo, and it is being done. And other countries will be also preached to. So I think these are the two major ways that we have, you know, in theory or in practice, for evangelism in Africa. One is through emails, initial contacts. Second is to utilize the established church or churches in Africa to do the work of evangelism, which will be followed up by you, possibly me. Isn't it? Right. Any questions on this?
Are all those slides in the CD?
We have got quite a few pictures from West and East, I think. We will show you some as time goes by, because if we give you all the pictures and all the video clips within 2 hours, then I think we have got nothing else to show you. You might doze, you know, in the lectures, no good. We will show some tonight, if possible, okay? If not, maybe tomorrow.
No, my question is,
No, in the CD, sorry. Not in the CD.
Can we eventually get one set of the presentation?
And actually, it is a very similar one is here. And I have added a little bit more anyway. You can, if you look at this book, Into All the World, you can see two reports regarding East and West Africa. Reports in here. A bit of guidelines as well in the two articles there. But of course, some of the things I mentioned are not here because that is about 1 year old at least. So you can look at that one. I think in the future maybe. We try to do.
Maybe one more point here now. If all these materials once have gone through the AMC review, can be posted on the IMP would be really wonderful.
The
whole purpose of the IMP.
To IMP.
Yes.
I think that would be a good suggestion. What do you think, Bishop Cole? Good. And then Bishop Cole will be responsible for that. I'll just give him that. He will just do it anyway. No problem. But I think as we mentioned now, the minutes, some of the reports that you have got on your disk, as been mentioned by Bishop Cole, some of them are, some of the information are very confidential. Confidential in a sense that if some of the information leaks out, it's not very edifying to people who are not spiritually cultivated. Understand? No. I mean the ones you've got, yeah.
I say, yeah. Because on the IMP, the purpose of IMP is now try to make it as a global so-called data central to preach the TGSC teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have we have preached the gospel to 9 different countries in Africa, we should let people know.
Okay.
And we should give them just like a general briefing. Again, our material to be censored by the AMC, but once it got approved, my suggestion of posting on the IMP.
Okay. I think one of the latest from IAL, if I'm not wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, that AMC has got to appoint personnel, at least two, to look into, you know, the current affairs of Africa in terms of evangelism. But that I think will be taken up by Bishop Cole, no problem anyway. So don't worry about that. So I think Michael, Roy Young has got a very good point, because many of the brothers and sisters throughout the whole world are not aware of what's going on in Africa. And some of the members that I met, you know, they thought Africa countries are actually, you know, always in the 20s, 20 years ago situation, like in Nigeria, because Nigeria has not given us a good image. I mean, this is something we've got to bear in mind. And there's one day I was talking to a preacher who goes to Africa, who went to Africa quite often, not now. And he said, I don't know why God took me, took us first to come to Nigeria, the most difficult country to preach. And then he answered his own question. He said, hey, maybe God wanted us to test something not very good, and then as we go on, he would give us something better, like Ghana, Liberia, Nigeria, and other countries. Well, okay, fine. So I think maybe this is a good point. We have to, if you like, inform the brothers and sisters who are concerned with evangelism in order that we can help each other to know about the work, and then they would be more willing to help the work of God. I think that would be very important, yes. And maybe Preacher Konge can take note of this suggestion. I am here to be informed. What do you think? Yes or no? Of course. Okay. Put it down. Somebody take the minute. What else? Any other questions? Yes. It was. Well, before AMC was established, it was under just Western Hemisphere, I know. But later on, I think, how to answer the question, isn't it? Doesn't it? Okay, you answer the question. Up to now, all the believers in South Africa are actually from Taiwan. So at the moment, the administration is this, that the South Africa is directly under the Western Hemisphere. So for the time being, the people who go to South Africa do not need to speak in English. So at the moment, I only sent me to go there, South Africa, look into the possibility of evangelism to the local people. Because the safety issue in South Africa is indeed very horrifying. So, and some brothers or sisters are also being, you know, mocked and also being beaten up or even to the point of death. So possibly the preaching of the word in South Africa could have to be in two kind of directions. One is to the locals, to establish the true church among themselves. And then we will have the people from Taiwan, you know, have the church, TJC, but in a way, you know, by themselves. But in the future, of course, we would like to have South Africa to be under AMC. Okay. Two trips are sent to South Africa this year. First time would be by Elder Hall. Second one is by me. This is in June. Well, if you want to go to South Africa, no problem. We sent you there first. Any other questions? This is just a brief outline of what we are doing now to preach the Word of God in Africa. But, of course, my idea is very simple. Emails are good. Using the people there are good. The local people are good. But I tell you, we need to help them. Because we are lack of manpower, definitely. And this kind of situation actually came into, you know, our mind, even more than 2 years ago. We've been talking about we want to have this kind of you know, training seminar in order to involve more people to preach the Word of God. But we thank God, God has made it a reality that we can be together. We didn't expect so many people to come. But by God's grace, God knows His work. God moves you to come. And I believe He will continue to move you to step into the land of Africa one day, or as soon as possible, to help them. I think this is very essential. We have to go there and help them so that they can build up and they can be independent even as soon as possible. That is our goal. So AMC is just a bridge. It's a bridge for progress. If no other questions, then I'll leave it here. We'll talk about more later on, you know, when we do the other presentations or the special topics. What we have to take care of, we'll be careful what topics we have got in mind, and this is also under our plan anyway. No questions? Then I'll leave it to here. Okay.
My name is Lord Jesus. Make a short report. This is imposed upon me by Preacher Cole. I become involved in African ministry only very recently. Main reason being I am the departmental head of the UKGA's Religious Affairs Department. In the UKGA rules and regulations and bylaws, I become an ex officio member of the AMC. So I was more or less being forced into this. And in fact, I don't claim this is to be one of my specialist subjects. Because everything we do, I deal with would have to be dealt with in English. And if I go to Africa, I need to speak in English. But my specialist subject is Cantonese. So I was more or less being forced into it. Under AMC, I'm in charge of the administrative work. I deal with all the paperwork handed down by all the different departments. And I also need to arrange for the itineraries and schedules. This is mainly because the itinerary has to be coordinated with the UKGA preachers. So under such circumstances, every year I have to make a draft, the itineraries and schedules for the African ministry.
And
to be approved by the chairman of
AMC.
At present, there is not a lot of administrative work. Apart from the paperwork being handed down to me. I'm in the process of sort of like drafting all the different documents required in the African ministry. For example, designing and drafting baptism certificates. For example, at the moment, some African churches need this certificate. And so we need to make them new ones. to compile the members' role. We need to register them and to we need to register them.
同埋, 工人的 ID card.
And we also need to make ID cards for the workers in FM.
或者, 設計中的聚會記錄,
or, for example, service record books.
或者財務的報告,
or also financial records.
因為目前非洲教會缺乏這些資源,
because at present, the African churches need are in lack of these resources.
所以在這個過渡期間,是需要幫助他們去處理這些事情。
So during this transition period, we have got to help assist them in designing and obtaining these things, paperwork.
所以說起來,行政工作看起來不是很多了。
So it might seem that there is not a lot of administrative work.
但處理需要很多時間去處理。
We need a lot of time to deal with these matters.
所以目前就是在進行著處理這幾方面的事情。
So at present I'm dealing with things that I've just mentioned.
報告到這裡,如果有什麼問題可以問柯傳道。
If you have any questions, feel free to ask Preacher Cole.
時間就到這裡。
Our session will end here.
這一節就我們大家默禱來結束。
Let's end with a silent prayer.